很奇妙，你们很严肃，一握手就笑起来了。当你笑的时候
，When you are smiling，
比你普通的时候更漂亮一点点。
You look a bit more beautiful than.
好，我们大家打开希伯来书第十一章，还是念第三十二节。
In Hebrews chapter 11, we still are reading 32.
翻到了我们读第三十二节。
Let us read verse 32.
一、二、三，我又何必再说呢？若要一一细说。基甸、巴拉、参孙、耶夫他、大卫、撒母耳和众先知的事，时候就不多了。我们都已经就到这个地方。今天我们继续讲大卫的信息。
Today we want to continue to speak about David.
我们上个礼拜提到了几点大卫的信仰是怎样的信仰。
Last week we mentioned a few points about the faith of David.
他的人格是怎样的人格。
And what's our character did he have?
他在幼小的时候。
When he was young.
神看重他。
The Lord took care of him.
他在小事上忠心。
He was faithful in little things.
在不露面不出头的日子。
On days that he was unknown.
他做了人中间最勇敢的工作。
He did a lot of courageous work.
为了保护他幼弱的羊群。
In order to protect all the weak sheep he had.
狮子熊征战。
He struggled with lions and bears.
以色列面对大地的时候。
And when the Israelites faced the enemies.
上帝给了机会可以杀死哥利亚。
The Lord gave him opportunity to kill Goliath.
因此引起了一个莫大的危机。
This incident created a crisis.
因为当百姓载歌载舞、呼唤欢迎他回来的时候，说了扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万。
Because when the people were singing praises for him, they say that Saul killed thousands, but David tens of thousands.
从此以后，他的生命就每天在危险的中间。
Because of that, his life became in a crisis.
扫罗用千方百计要抓住他，要杀死他。
And Saul used all sorts of methods to persecute and kill him.
他实实在在有机会下毒手把扫罗害死。
And when he had opportunity to kill Saul in return,
他有个良善的心思。
He had a good heart.
他有个敬畏上帝的心思。
He had a heart that feared the Lord.
他有一个以善报恶的心思。
He had a heart that would repay evil with good.
所以他曾经就把扫罗在大捷的时候，把他的外衣把他砍了一段，把他割下一片出来。
And once he cut a slice of tunic from Saul's coat.
等扫罗走远的时候
，When Saul left,
他说：“我的王，我的王，扫罗啊
！”He said, "My king, my king, Saul."
这是谁的声音
？Whose voice is this?
你是大卫吗
？Are you David?
他说：“你看吧，你的布有一块在我手里。
”He said, "Behold, I have a piece of your garment."
我这个人到底犯了什么错？你要这样追讨我一样的
？What have I done that you may persecute me?
他看见他的衣服。扫罗看见衣服有一片是在大卫的手中的时候
，When Saul realized that a part of his garment was sliced off by David，
他的刀没有刺在他身上，就割下这一片的衣服，这表示大卫的心智是很伟大的。
He knew that David had a great heart and character because he did not kill him。
但是扫罗没有悔改
，But Saul did not repent。
没有
，He did not。
大卫受膏以后
，After David was anointed，
他不急
，He was not anxious，
他顺服上帝。
But he was obedient to God.
他是忠心的人。
He was a loyal person.
忍耐的人。
He kept waiting.
他是等候耶和华的。
He was a person that waited upon the Lord.
几十年的时间，他没有登基。
And for decades, he did not ascend to the throne.
他没有报复。
He did not take revenge.
他不愿意亲手加害在耶和华的受膏者的身上。
He was not willing to persecute the anointed one of God.
今天这样的道德、这样的人格、这样的伦理，已经在我们社会上慢慢消失了。
Today, such ethics, such characters are slowly disappearing from our society.
扫罗虽然抵挡上帝，不顺从耶和华的诫命
，although Saul opposed God and was not obedient to God，
也不敬重侍奉的事情
，and he also did not worship properly.
耶和华决定废弃他
，and so God decided to desert him.
但是大卫的心不是为这样的事情快乐。
But the heart of David was not pleased for this.
他要完全顺服，不但知道神的旨意，更知道神的时间。
Not only did he know the will of God, he knew the timing of God.
他在等候的神学这件事情上做得很成熟，很道家的地步。
He was very matured in the theology of waiting.
我相信这是一个新的题目，等候的神学。
This must be a new topic, the theology of waiting.
这是圣经很重要的一个课题。
But it's a very important topic in the Bible.
摩西四十岁凭着血气出来要为神征战。
Moses came at 40 years old to impulsively want to work for God.
神把他抛弃了。
But God deserted him.
让他等了四十年。
And let him wait another 40 years.
耶稣12岁的时候就可以很清楚的把律法的问题全部讲得清楚。
When Jesus was 12, he was already well versed with the law.
主要等他30年才让他出来做弥赛亚的工作。
But he waited till he was 33 to be the Messiah.
保罗得救的那一天就愿意为主大发热心。
The day Paul was saved, he wanted to work fervently for God.
主要他在亚拉巴的旷野等候三年。
But the Lord wanted him to wait for 3.5 years in the Arabian Desert.
耶稣基督把大使命给他门徒以后
，After Jesus gave up the Great Commission to the apostles,
升天的日子告诉他们不可离开耶路撒冷，这等到你们领受圣灵，才为我在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚这到地极做见证。
But on the day of ascension, he told the disciples not to leave Jerusalem, but wait for the coming of the Holy Spirit.
大卫少年的时候就被高立做以色列王。
David was anointed when he was a teenager.
还要等几十年，到扫罗死了以后，他才登基。
But he had to wait for decades till Saul died before he ascended to the throne.
这是一种等候的神学。
This is the theology of waiting.
我们许多人知道神的旨意。
A lot of us know the will of God.
我们许多人不照神的时间表做事情。
But we do not work according to His timetable.
我们抛在主的前头的时候
When we move ahead of our work,
我们承受不住拜师有余
The chances of failing is very high.
当我们走在主抛到太后头已经是迟的时候
But when we move very far away from God,
我们很难跟上
It is difficult to catch up.
所以我个人认为教会的复兴有个因素是很重要的
Personally, I think there's a very important factor in the revival of the church.
就是与圣灵齐步
And that is to be in step with the Holy Spirit.
在适当的时间做神要我们做的工作。
We have to do God's work in appropriate time.
我们不可随便自己找机会。
We cannot find opportunity by ourselves.
更不可抢先在神的脚步之上。
Surely we do not want to move ahead of God.
我们更绝对不可远远落后在神的带领。
And we absolutely should not fall so far behind.
当我们跟不上神的脚步的时候
，When we cannot keep up with God,
神就把许多许多的恩典跟机会给别人了。
God will grant all these grace and opportunities to others.
所以圣灵的脚步
，The footstep of the Holy Spirit,
是教会的方向。
Is the direction of the church.
圣灵所给的时间
The timing that the Holy Spirit gives us.
侍奉者的机会
Is the opportunity for the worship.
我们应当等到时间成熟的时候我们快步跟随主
We ought to wait for the right timing to follow our Lord quickly.
大卫在忍耐等候的功课上
In this lesson of waiting.
是成为历世历代所有侍奉主的人最好的榜样。
David was the best example for all generations.
感谢上。
Thanks be to God.
大卫在这几十年等候的年的中间
，In these days of waiting，
他过的不是顺利的日子。
David did not have an easy life.
危险、痛苦、漂流，很可怜的日子。
But a life that was nomadic, very dangerous and very difficult.
旷野到处奔跑。
He was in the wilderness and he had to move around.
有一天有人对他说
，But one day someone said to him，
扫罗已经战败了。
Saul has been defeated.
在他等到很可怕，仇敌要来杀死他以前
，Before the enemies come and kill him，
我就把他杀死了。
I have killed him，
要免得他落在仇敌的手中。
So that Saul will not land himself in the hands of the enemies.
这个人以为我这样讲是向大卫报功。
This person wanted to gain rewards from David.
扫罗的死就是你登基的机会。
Of course, when Saul died, David will be king.
我在杀死扫罗的事情有份对你是立功的人。
And so now I tell you, I killed Saul.
但是等他这样讲的时候
，But after he said that,
大卫听完了他的话语
，After David heard that,
大大痛苦。
He was mourning.
非常伤心。
He was very sad.
他根本不是想自己什么时候做完登基荣耀的日子来到的事情。
He didn't think about his glorious ascension to the throne.
他们思想的是耶和华的受膏者后来为什么死得这么凄惨。
But he only thought about the pathetic death of the anointed one of God.
扫罗死的时候
，When Saul died,
大卫很难过。
David was sad.
约拿单死的时候
，When Jonathan died,
大卫很难过。
David was sad.
大卫是个忠于君的人。
He was a person that was loyal to his friends.
生命有原则的人。
He was a person with principles.
他是不自己代替上帝做审判官的人。
He was a person that will not take the place of God as judge.
伸冤在主。
Vengeance is for the Lord.
一切的一切是神所决定的。
Everything is determined by God.
他做一个普通的人，安分守己，顺服上帝。
As a common person, he was obedient to God.
虽然大卫是个大能的勇士。
Although he was a mighty warrior,
绝对不是个鲁莽的粗汉。
But he was not an impulsive person.
他是敬畏上帝的人。
He was a person who feared the Lord.
但这个人说：“我把扫罗杀死了。”
When this person said, I've killed Saul,
大卫说你自己的口讲这句话,
David said, you have said this with your own lips.
是你自己的手杀死了扫罗,
and you said that you have killed Saul with your own hands.
像你这样的一个人呢,
a person like that,
我只能刺死你,
I can only grant you the death sentence. I cannot use you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
今天的世界, 今天的生意场上不是这样的,
this is not the way the world or the business world is like.
你能帮我杀害对方,
if you can help me to kill my enemy,
你能助我尽快成长,
if you can help me to grow,
我一定把高位给你,
surely I will reward you.
今天的世界是何等可怕的事,
this is a frightening world.
今天的世界有大卫这种伦理的人太少,
there are very few people like David today.
所以上帝特别喜爱大卫,
and so God loves David specially.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
圣经提到上帝说, 大卫是合我心意的人,
the Bible says God said David is a person after my own heart.
当你在思想的时候,
when you keep meditating upon this,
你会发现上帝只有在历史上对一个人讲这样的话,
you will see that historically only one person received such a praise.
大卫的位分是很特殊的,
so he had a very special status.
大卫在上帝的心中是很特别的,
he has a special place in the heart of God.
他在整个人类中间是出类拔萃, 竟然只有一个的这个人,
in all of humanity he is a unique one.
上帝说大卫是合我心意,
God said David is a person after my own heart.
几乎告诉我们, 上帝的本性在大卫的身上都可以看到,
it seems to tell us that the character of God can be seen in David.
大卫这么做人, 这就是照神怎样待人的那个心境,
how did he lead his life? He led it in the way God would have.
大卫的想法, 大卫的对付, 大卫的行作, 大卫的决定, 大卫与人的友好关系, 这些原则, 就是神做事的原则。
The way God, David treated things, the way he treated his friends, the way he strategized about his life is in the same context.
我相信大卫不但是合神心意,
not only was he a person after God's heart,
大卫是明神心意,
he should be a person who understands the will of God and also do his will.
所以在旧约里面上帝说他是合,
and so in the Old Testament he's described as a person after God's
own heart.
But in the New Testament he said he has fulfilled his task on earth and he slept.
好像这个人是被生在世界上完全为了遵行神的旨意而活的人,
as if this person whose sole purpose in life is to do the will of God.
地上遵行天意,
on earth he fulfilled the will of heaven.
在人的道路中间, 来走上帝的道路,
upon man he walked the heavenly pathway.
他是遵行天命和神心意的一个王,
he was a king that fulfilled the heavenly will and was pleasing to God.
所以这句话给我感觉到大卫是完全不能与别人相比的,
and so this phrase tells me that he is not comparable to anyone else.
神从来没有把这句话称赞的话语放在有史以来亚当到现在任何一个人的身上,
because this description of praise has not been given to any other human being in all of history.
和神心意的大卫,
after God's own heart.
如果你有10个孩子,
if you have 10 children,
个个顶撞你,
everyone is against you,
个个怎么叫都叫不平,
everyone cannot be taught.
有一个你不讲, 但他眼睛动一动, 他就明白你心想什么,
but one of your child will be able to understand you before you say anything.
你一定疼爱这个,
surely you will love this one more than the rest.
因为他心照不宣, 他明你心意，你何等因他为荣, 以他为快乐。
Because this child is able to understand you without even speaking.
如果你有一些的学生,
if you have some students,
怎么打怎么骂, 怎么叫都不会改变,
no matter how hard you try, they do not change.
有一个学生,
but one among them,
只要你提醒一下, 他触类旁通, 他完全都明白了。
If you just give him a little bit of clue, and immediately the fellow will understand everything.
你会多么爱惜这样一个孩子,
you would truly love this student.
当孔子知道颜回死的时候,
when Confucius knew that Yan Hui died,
伤心得不得,
he was very sad.
因为他是这个最年轻最懂事的学生竟然死,
he knew this student was the smartest among them all.
孔子曾经称赞颜回一句话,
Confucius once praised Yan Hui,
我也不二过,
there is no other one than you.
他唯一不二个, never repeat his fault.
And he never repeat his fault.
他如果犯错,
if he had a mistake,
提醒了, 从来不回头走错误的道路,
he's always never done it again.
作为一个教师的孔子,
as a teacher，
他多么欣赏这样的一个学生。
Confucius appreciated a student like that。
我向上帝讲大卫是合我心意这句话的时候
，When I read that God said David was after His own heart，
神表达了他对大卫真正的爱，真正的这个称赞的这个心智。
God expressed His true heart of love for David。
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God。
历史上有这样一个人。
In history, there was a person like that.
神的心得到满足的人。
A person who could satisfy the heart of God.
我们多么盼望我们也成为合神心意的人。
All of us wish that we will be a person after God's heart.
但是我从小是一直想听什么叫做大卫合神心意。
Since I was young, I wanted to find out how to be.
我们常常听大卫合神心意，合神心意，合神心意，合神心意，怎样合，怎样心，怎样意，不知道。
We always hear people talking about David after God's own heart, but we do not know how to do that.
今天我要跟大家用一段的时间提了大卫怎么明白上帝的心意。
I want to spend some time to tell all of us how David knew the real God.
在什么意识里面，在怎样范围里面，他明白上帝的心意。
How did he understand and within what scope did he understand?
许多解经家没有提到的。
This is something many commentaries will not tell you.
大卫被称为明白上帝心意和上帝心意。
How did David become a person who understood the will of God?
我们可以说他实实在在超越了任何在他以前的人对神最深的心意和计划的了解。
We can say that he was a person that understood the will of God more than anyone else before him.
所以从大卫以后
，After David，
所有的先知可以说是大卫对神心意了解的注脚。
All the prophets become a footnote of the understanding of David.
为什么敢讲这样的话语
？How come my dad to say that？
因为大卫与神之间亲密的交通所得到的果效。
Because the fruit of the close relationship between David and God.
说写下来的时候。
Was written down as such.
可以称为我们对神心中奥秘了解的一个揭发的一个启示。
It becomes a revelation for us to understand the heart of God.
大卫好像曾经参加了神给他的一个特别的这个会议。
As if David has participated in a special meeting
with God. 听见了神自己所讲的一些话语。
And he was able to listen for himself what God said.
是那样在密室里面关门才能讲的话。
Words that are spoken to him only in a secret room.
最机密，没有任何知道的话语。
Words that are most secret.
大卫把这些话带出来，记录在他的写的书里面。
It is as if David took all these words and recorded it down.
这些都是原创的，是他以前没有人知道，也没有人讲过的。
And these are original saying that no one else had uttered before.
我心里深深受震惊。
My heart is shocked by all these things.
大卫是第一个提到。父子关系的上帝的本性的相关联的这种对相对性的人。
David was the first person that mentioned the nature of father and son in divine.
大卫是第一个提到基督的死是多受痛苦，是多被上帝丢弃的羞辱中间的死。
David was the first person that predicted that Christ would die and in suffering.
大卫是第一个把以后道成肉身那个人称为主的人。
He was the first person that called God incarnate as Lord.
大卫是第一个提到耶稣死了以后要从死里复活的人。
He was the first person that says that Jesus will be resurrected from
death. 大卫是第一个提到耶稣基督死复活有升天的人。
He was the first person that talked about the ascension of Jesus after the resurrection.
换句话说，好像他曾经赴了个最秘密的父子会议。
In other words, he seems to have participated in the most secret meeting between the Father and the Son.
他已经知道地上来的父。
And he saw the Father that sent the Son.
以及被父差遣来的子。
And the Son that was sent by the Father.
商讨救恩要怎样施行出来。
As if they were discussing about the plans of salvation.
所有的计划、所有的策略、所有的程序、所有的历史步骤要怎样铺出来。
The strategy, the procedure, and how history will play out.
都听清楚了。
It is as if David heard all this.
都做记录了。
And was able to note it down.
这些记录分享以后代人。
And then share with all of us.
大卫对这些事所明白的程度
，the extent to which David understood this，
是讲出来对后代的启发。
The way he has expressed it in Revelation，
前无古人
，is completely unique，
而且是后者的一个先锋。
And he was a pioneer for all of us.
所以我说，众先知对基督救恩的描写，实在是大卫基督论的注脚。
And so I say that the prophet's understanding of salvation is but a footnote of David's work.
因为汤姆斯，我开始觉得这个有道理在里面。
You may say that Reverend Dong, I seem to find some meaning to this.
但是我们要想更详细的层次是什么呢？
But we want to think a bit deeper.
为什么说大卫是先明白有父子相对的这个关系的神性的人？
Why do we say that David was the first person to understand the father and son relationship in divinity?
到了新约，我们都知道耶稣就是上帝的儿子。
In the New Testament, we know Jesus as the Son of God.
上帝是有儿子的吗？
But would God have a son?
儿子也是上帝吗？
Would the son be God?
如果上帝有儿子，这个上帝到底是不是一个独一的上帝？
If this father has a son, does it not mean that he is not the only God?
上帝的儿子是上帝的儿子，那么他到底是不是有神性，或者可被称为是上帝呢？
And the son of God, can he be divine and can he be God?
如果上帝的儿子也是上帝，而上帝又有儿子，上帝又是上帝，上帝是上帝，儿子又是上帝，是不是两个上帝呢？
Does that not mean that we have two gods?
那上帝透过什么方法有儿子？
With what method would God have a son?
这个儿子是生的，这个生的意义是什么呢？
What does it mean to have a son?
我们今天在神学里面都讨论很多这一类的问题。
We always discuss this in theology.
特别在研究基督论的时候。
Especially when you study Christology.
研究基督的神人二性的问题。
Especially about divinity of Christ.
你要明白基督是神的儿子的意思的问题。
And the meaning of Christ as son of God.
而且他是独生子。
And the only son of God.
表示这个生同这个子是没有可以相比的另外一个位格的。
It means it's a status that's completely unique.
那么当圣父差遣圣子来的时候，
When God the Father sent God the Son,
透过圣灵跟圣灵高摩把儿子赐下来。
He did this through the Holy Spirit and His anointing.
而圣灵又是谁呢？
And who is the Holy Spirit?
我们新约时代的人都知道什么叫做上帝的儿子。
In New Testament, we know what is the Son of God.
上帝有儿子的观念是全本旧约里面只有大卫最先提出来。
But in the Old Testament, David was the first one to mention it.
所以我认识这个什么叫做大卫明白上帝的心意。
This is why I say David understood the heart of God.
或者普遍性的名词，他明白上帝的心意，他合神上帝的心意，就这样交代清楚。
It is not a very superficial description.
他把上帝救赎的心意写下十一个字。
He was a person that wrote down the salvation plan of God so that we all know.
把上帝赐下独生子的心意写下来给你给我。
He wrote about the will of God in giving us the only son that you and I will
know. 诗篇里面。
So in the Psalms.
你注意大卫的诗跟其他作者的诗是不一样的。
You will note that the Psalms of David is different from us.
大卫的诗所包含的基督弥赛亚的成分是最浓厚的。
David's Psalms had the most content relating to the Messiah.
大卫把我们整个旧约里面的上帝的观念给我们更深一层的启发。
David gave us a new understanding in the Old Testament about God.
大卫的神论是超越以前的人的。
The doctrine of God for David is far surpasses all
of us. 大卫的基督论是超过以前的人的。
His Christology surpassed those before.
大卫的救赎论是超过以前的人的。
His doctrine of salvation surpassed those before.
大卫的道成肉身论是超过以前的人的。
His doctrine of the incarnate is above others.
大卫的基督是受苦仆人的基督论也是超过以前的。
His Christology on the suffering Christ surpassed others.
怎么可能一个做王的人有这么多的空闲研究神学？
How is it possible that a king has so much time to study theology?
他不是看那些二流的或者第二手的书。
He was not a person that studied second-hand books.
直接到神的面前，听见隐秘处的声音，知道神心里中间所计划的意。
He was a person that was there personally, and he knew what God was thinking about.
从这个角度来看，新约可能只有保罗可以这样与他相比。
From this angle, perhaps only the apostle Paul could be compared.
保罗说：“我认识一个人，在肉身之外，在肉身之内，我认识他曾经到了三层天，听见隐秘处的奥秘启示的声音。”
Paul says, "I know of a person in and out of the body who was on the third heaven to listen to words of mystery."
所以保罗说：“你们读了我的书信。”
And so he said, "When you read my epistles,
你们知道我深知基督的奥秘。”
You will know that I truly know the mystery of Christ.
这句话在大卫的书信和大卫的这个诗篇里面没有讲出来。
These words cannot be found in the works of David.
但是大卫曾经说：“我如同快手臂一样。”
But David once said that I am like a very fast hand.
所以他从神内心深处所讲的，他都把它快快的记载下来。
Things that come forth from the heart of God, he recorded it quickly.
他敏感于圣灵给他的启示。
He was sensitive to the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
他敏感于圣父对圣子给他的启发。
He knew the revelation that the Father gave to the Son.
他是第一个告诉我们耶稣是主的人。
He was the first person that said Jesus is Lord.
耶稣在哪里？
Where is this?
什么地方大卫告诉我们耶稣是主？
When did Jesus? David said Jesus is Lord.
那时候我从来没有这样想过。
I've never thought about this.
诗篇一百一十篇的时候。
Psalms 110.
大卫讲一句话说：“耶和华对我主说。”
David said, Jehovah God said to my Lord.
或者用英文清的一本1611年的 King James Version, The Lord spoke to my Lord.
Or in King James Version, it is the Lord said to my Lord.
主对我主说。
The Lord says to my Lord.
那么这里几个主啊？
How many Lords is there?
一个是说话的主。
One is the Lord that speaks.
一个是接受话语的另外一个主。
Another Lord that received.
所以主对我主说。
The Lord says to my Lord.
一个主是大家都知道的创造天地万物的主。
The first Lord would be God, creator of heaven and earth.
第二个主是大卫称他为主，个别成为他的主的那个主。
The second is the Lord individual to David.
他们师父听见这个主对那个主讲话的奥秘，他就在其中把它笔记下。
It is as if he heard the mystery of their conversation. He wrote it down.
所以大卫说：“主对我主说。”
And so David said, "The Lord says to my Lord."
这位主到底是谁？
Who is this Lord?
这位主后来被称为大卫的子孙。
In the end, he becomes son of David.
所以这里隐藏一个道成肉身的奥秘。
Here, the mystery of the incarnation
就是上帝在人间的显现。
God is with man.
上帝变成一个人。
God became like one of us.
这个人是上帝特别安排生在大卫家里面的人。
This was a person specially selected to be in the lineage of David.
以后要成为大卫的子孙。
He will be the son of David.
不是多数的，是单数的。
Not plural but singular.
就像亚伯拉罕的子孙，亚伯拉罕的后裔要使万族得福，是单数的。
The Bible says the descendant of Abraham will bless all nations, and that's singular.
就像圣经说，有女子怀孕生子，同女怀孕生子是单数的。
Like the Bible says, a virgin shall bear a child, and that's singular.
所以这个生在地上大卫子孙的那一个人
，this person that was born in the lineage of David.
大卫称他叫做主。
David addressed him as Lord.
听见大家伙知道的创造天地的主，对那一位他的主，就他子孙所讲的话。
And he heard the Lord, Creator of heaven and earth, speaking to this Lord.
就是世界所有宗教经学里面、经典里面很重要的、很不同的一句话。
This is something very different from all other religious scripture we know.
The Lord spoke to my Lord.
耶和华对我主说。
I heard what he has spoken to my Lord.
我听见他跟我主所说的话。
第一个主是耶和华。
The first Lord is God.
第二个主是谁呢？
Who is the second one?
既然有这样一段话。
Since there is a phrase like this.
既然一千年里面犹太人没有好好去思想。
For a thousand years, the Jews did not think about it.
耶稣基督到世界上来的时候
，Until Jesus Christ came to the world,
耶稣基督清楚知道
，Jesus knew clearly.
主对我主说的那第二个主就是他自己
，The second Lord referred to himself.
他是他们天天昼夜等候、盼望、祈祷来救以色列民族的弥赛亚，就是基督。
He is the Christ, the Messiah that they have prayed for so long.
那么基督到地上来的时候
，When Christ came to earth,
他要拯救以色列百姓。
He want to save the Israelites.
为他们历史中间所有的羞辱来血耻。
And he will revenge upon their humiliation.
重建大卫的宝座。
And rebuild the throne of David.
自己一定要是大卫的子孙。
He must be the descendant of David.
耶稣基督知道他自己是大卫的子孙。
Jesus knew that he came from the descendant.
耶稣基督也知道他的父上帝所差遣来的子。
He also knew he was the son sent by God the Father.
更知道如果不透过子，没有人认识父。
He also knew that unless it's through the son, no one knows the father.
所以两次说：“你们信我，不是信我；你们看我，不是看我；你们是信，你们是看见了差我来的上帝。”
So twice he said, "When you believe in me, when you look at me, you do not look only at me, but God who sent me."
那么这样是最深奥的基督论。
The deepest concept of Christology.
神在人中间显现。
That is God among men.
道成有肉身。
The Word became flesh.
上帝变成一个人。
God became one of us.
这个金钱的奥秘。
All this mystery.
犹太人的解经家从来不明白。
The Jewish expositionary cannot get it.
自从诗篇写下一千年，也没有好好思想。
Even a thousand years after the Psalm was written, they didn't think about it.
天下那个时候只一个人知道这奥秘，就是耶稣基督。
Only one person knew the mystery, that's Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督，我不能怪他常常说你们这时代的人太迟钝。
You cannot blame Jesus for talking about the people being hard-headed.
你们太迟钝了。
All of us are too slow.
无知的人啊。
All of you are ignorant.
人跟人家骂无知是很生气的。
We get angry when we are told to be ignorant.
跟那些真正无知的人在一起，又不懂到他们，他们又不知道他们无知，你是应当更生气的。
But you're more furious if you are with the ignorant who do not know it.
有时候我想，快的人跟慢的人两个人拉着手走，是非拉得更苦，或者拉得更苦。
Sometimes I think about a person who can walk very fast, pulling along a person who is very slow.
人家说你笨。
Some people say you're very stupid.
你气得要命。
You get angry.
你不知道他没有讲你笨以前，已经给你气十几百次。
But maybe you have made him angry many more times.
因为他怎么讲你都不明白。
You cannot understand whatever he says.
所以他是这么迟钝的人。
So he said you're very slow.
无知的人。
Ignorant.
我要等你们到几时呢？
How long must I wait for you?
这些话背后的痛苦是很早的明白。
Very few of us understand the pain behind these words.
大卫1000年以前。
A thousand years before.
因为明白上帝的启示。
Because David understood.
领受上帝的启发。
He has received God's revelation.
他写下了关于基督人这句话。
He wrote this phrase.
主为我主说。
The Lord says to my Lord.
所以他们问呀。 耶稣就问这些法利赛人,
Jesus asked the Pharisees,
基督是谁呢?
Who is Christ?
基督是神,
Christ is God.
基督是大卫的子孙,
Christ is the Son of David.
那是大卫的子孙,
is this the Son of David?
根本就比大卫更低几十倍咯。
Doesn't that mean that he's lower in status than David?
子孙、曾孙、天孙、孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙
great ancestor.
耶稣他的是后代的子孙。
And Jesus is just one among the many descendants.
耶稣说你们答对了。
Jesus said, you are right.
基督来的时候,
when Christ comes,
他是大卫的子孙,
he is the descendant of David.
我要问你一个问题,
but let me ask you this.
为什么基督对他这个子孙说, 我主啊?
Why did Jesus say, my Lord?
这个犹太人从来没有想到,
the Jews never thought of this.
耶稣一发问的时候, 你一定不及格的,
when Jesus questioned you, you will fail.
如果考官是耶稣, 你一定没有盼望的,
if the examiner is Jesus Christ, you will have no hope.
因为他对经文的了解,
his understanding of the Word of God, his understanding of the crucial part of it, cannot be compared with academic professors. No one will be like Jesus Christ. If Christ is the descendant of David, why would David call his descendant my Lord? If an old person today carry his great grandchildren,
然后对他的孙说, my God, my Lord,
and say to the grandchildren, my God, my Lord,
感觉这个人太谦卑了，或者那个人太被骄傲起来,
would you think that the person is too humble?
这就是耶稣所讲的问题了。
This was the question that Jesus posed.
如果基督是大卫的子孙,
if Christ is the descendant of David,
大卫称他为主呢?
Why would David call him Lord?
犹太人都知道主这个字就是指上帝。
The Jews knew that the word Lord referred to God.
绝对不肯降服在罗马帝国的法律之下。
That is why they refused to be submissive to the Roman laws.
因为罗马帝国要求帝国的百姓一定要称凯撒为主。
The Roman laws demanded that Caesar is Lord.
犹太人认为这是大不韪，因为这样，那你叫我把凯撒跟我的上帝等量齐观。
The Jews would not do that because it meant that you address Caesar as God.
宁可仇被杀。 血被流，我绝对不称凯撒为主。
They were willing to die but not address Caesar.
因为我们把这个主这个字归给耶和华了。
They reserved the word Lord for God.
现在犹太人一定要受挑战，深深思想这个矛盾的事情。
The Jews were challenged to understand this.
什么又讲的是耶和华对我主说呢？
God said to my Lord,
主这个字就是要用在耶和华身上。
The Lord is to be used on God.
所以当他们写耶和华的时候，
when they write the word Jehovah, they dare not sit down and write it. When they copy the scripture, when they come across the word Jehovah, they will stand up. And then they will put down their pen.
为什么把笔放下去呢?
What is the purpose?
因为耶和华,
how can I use my hand to write this
word?
Or how can I use my lips to address
him? 第三条诫命说,
the commandment says, do not take the Lord's name in vain.
你要尊耶和华为圣。
He is to be holy.
所以当他不得不要写，要抄圣经的时候，
but when they copy the scripture,
抄到耶和华这个名词的时候，
when they come to the word Jehovah,
他一定站起来，
they will stand up,
去洗手，
and clean their hands,
洗干净了以后，
after he is cleansed,
抹得干干净净的，
and wipe clean,
回到原来的位置上，
they will return back to their
seat, 站坐客，
and And they will stand up and
站着写,
and continue writing.
写完了耶和华,
after the word Jehovah is finished,
坐下来再写其他的,
then they will sit down and finish others.
不到两分钟, 又有耶和华的名字出现的时候,
so 2 minutes later, the word Jehovah appear again.
又再站起来,
again, they will stand up.
他抛去洗手,
and go clean their hands.
擦干他的手,
and wipe it dry.
严肃地回到一样地方,
and solemnly return.
站着可,
and stand up and write.
一接出现五次, 他洗手五次。
If it, the word Jehovah appear 5 times, they will do this 5 times. If it appear 50 times in a chapter, they will do the same.
当然写完了以后,
after all this,
他们大家一同对照,
all of them will correct each other.
如果多刻一点,
if you write a little bit more,
多抄一划,
maybe a stroke more,
那么要整张把它撕破,
they will destroy the entire scripture.
不准有任何一篇抄写圣经的记录有任何一点一点的毛病,
that there may not be a singular mistake in all of the copies.
不可漏,
there's no mistake.
漏的要补,
you cannot have any left out.
不可多写,
you cannot add.
多写擦不掉要撕破,
if you add anything, you need to destroy the scroll
为了他,
and get rid of it.
上帝的话, 一点一划都不能亏欠,
not a single iota in the law of God ought to be destroyed.
1947到1948年, 那一个期间,
in 1947 to 1948, they discovered scrolls in the Dead Sea.
跟现在西方人的圣经做比较的时候,
when they compare it with the scripture today,
你看见几乎没有差别,
you will see that there's almost no mistake.
2000多年来的草本没有差别,
a 2,000-year-old copy has no difference.
完全的基于这种敬畏上帝绝对不含糊谨慎态度,
and all this come about because of this very stern attitude that fear the Lord.
他们抄完了以后,
after they copy,
就寄到会堂里面去,
they will send it to the synagogue.
在会堂里面把书卷打开来的时候,
in the synagogue, when they open up everything,
站着读圣经,
they will stand up and read the scripture.
读到耶和华的时候,
when they reach Jehovah,
他们不敢讲耶和华,
they will not dare to mention the word.
他们就把它改成 Adonai.
They changed the word to Adonai.
Adonai 什么意思呢?
What does Adonai mean?
希伯来文的意思就是主的意思。
In Hebrew it means Lord.
所以你看诗篇110篇,
when you read the 110th Psalm,
中文圣经怎么翻译呢?
The Chinese Bible says,
耶和华对我主说,
Jehovah said to my Lord.
但是,
however,
当你看见 King James Version的时候,
in King James Version,
英国王雅各, 在世的年了,
when King James was alive,
他邀请了全英国最伟大、最严谨的圣经学者把圣经翻成英文。
He demanded that the most important Bible scholar translate the Bible into English.
这些人已经传下了犹太人敬畏上帝的这种传统。
And these people have received this tradition of fear and cautious.
他们连翻译耶和华也不敢, 他就把它翻译成 Lord.
And so in translation, they translated to Lord.
所以 King James Version 的翻译是 The Lord spoke to my Lord.
In the King James Version, it is the Lord says to my Lord.
主对我主说,
the Lord says to my Lord.
这样的就变成两位主了,
it means there's two Lords.
犹太人讲的主就是上帝,
the Lord for the Jews is God.
岂不是两位上帝了吗?
Does that not mean there's two gods?
这就是基督论, 基督是神最开始的启示。
This is the first revelation of Christ being God.
是谁啊?
Who said
是摩西吗?
That first? Was it Moses?
不是。
No.
是约书亚吗?
Joshua.
不是。
No.
是以赛亚吗?
Isaiah.
不是。
No.
是耶利米吗?
Jeremiah.
不是。
No.
是但以理吗?
Daniel.
不是。
No.
是大卫。
It was David.
你看东方的这些君王,
all the eastern kings,
多少成为暴君,
many of them became evil,
有几个牵涉的文学的著作呢?
Very few people have poetic expressions,
多少的君王,
there were so many kings,
是保释一力,
after the that
decadent life, 有几个是敬畏上帝,
very few feared the Lord,
东方的这些君王,
eastern kings,
有多少管理国事, 管理军事, 还有其他的时间提到宗教信仰, 特别是神的计划和神启示的事情吧。
Many of them are so busy with their affairs, very few of them actually talk about God.
大卫太伟大,
David was a great
大卫有时间与神密切,
he had time to be close with God.
大卫有时间与神灵交,
he had time for spiritual conversation with God.
大卫有特别的机会领受上帝的启示,
he had special opportunity to receive God's revelation.
特别明白基督论的问题,
and he understood Christology.
深入到这样的一个地步,
to such a depth.
所以他写的诗里面可以分成两类,
Then he wrote two types of psalms.
一种是歌颂的诗歌。
The first one would be psalms of praise.
基督论的诗歌。
The second one would be Christology.
是弥赛亚诗篇。
The Messiah psalm.
就是大卫作为先知最重要的记录。
A clearest mark of David as a prophet.
比如说诗篇第二篇。
The second psalm.
是弥赛亚诗篇。
It's about the Messiah.
诗篇第十六篇。
The 16th psalm.
是很重要的弥赛亚诗篇。